Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Ziggy saust schnell und sicher mit seinem neuen E-Roller zur Arbeit. Finanziert mit Easy Credit. Falls er mehr Geld braucht, hat er seinen finanziellen Spielraum und ruft es einfach in der Easy Credit Plus App ab. Danach zahlt er planbar in festen Raten zurück und ist trotzdem flexibel, wenn nötig. Also macht's wie Siggi. Finanziert entspannt und sicher. Mit Easy Credit und der genossenschaftlichen Finanzgruppe.
This episode is dedicated to Dan Carlson. At times you meet people that you know instantly will alter your life. No other group of individuals are as oddly amazing as the High Fives. Thank you for the endless stories, inspiration, and laughs.
Rusty Quill presents. The Magnus Protocol. Episode 32, Restructuring.
Alice. Hey!
Jesus Christ!
Now that I have your attention...
What is your problem? Jesus, I nearly messed myself!
Yes, all right.
After everything that's gone on, I'm all alone in here and you're sneaking up on people like...
I wasn't sneaking!
You're lucky I didn't deck you.
You're lucky I haven't fired you yet. What are you doing?
Who's asking?
Your boss.
Debatable.
Alice.
Missing persons. Figured I'd check and see if Sam had turned up in a hospital with no memories, ranting about eyeball monsters and overbearing would-be bosses.
And?
Nothing. Which actually says a lot about the social lives of the people who work here when you think about it.
Right. Well, your caseload's backing up, so...
I'm sorry?
Just don't fall too far behind.
Hang on. Just to be clear, I think you heard, I'm sorry, I'll work harder, boss, when what I meant is, I'm sorry you think I give a flying fart about cases right now.
You can't abandon your work just because...
What? Just because our friends are missing? Or worse? Why not? What are you going to do? Fire me?
If I have to.
Do it. Good luck with your precious caseload then.
We've been over this already. If you don't stay on top of things, it's going to draw attention.
From who? The Right Honourable Mr. Sir Trevor Herbert MP OBE DNR. I doubt he would notice if we burnt the place down.
Alice, you know as well as I do that you aren't going to be able to spend any time looking for them if we're trapped in a government inquiry. Or worse. So keeping things moving is going to help look for them. In a roundabout sort of way.
I liked you better when you were a miserable grunt like the rest of us.
No, you didn't.
Fine, but I'm going to keep using the office systems.
just as long as you do your cases.
Right.
Liverpool Integrated Care System, patient record ID, NICS-2015-36584B. The following information is confidential and legally protected. Unauthorized access, disclosure, copying, or distribution of this document is strictly prohibited and may result in legal action. Personal information as follows. Name, Kyla Barber. Date of birth, 17/11/1974. NHS number, 698-588-3912. Sex, female. Address, 45 Gardner Lane, Wavertree, Liverpool, L15-3HA. Occupation, environmental health officer. Emergency contact, Violet Weaver, partner, 07439183375. Medical history as follows. Primary care provider, Dr. Micah Volkova, Sycamore Drive Medical Centre. Mental health provider, Dr. Alan Cello, Mersey Care NHS Trust. Chronic conditions, hypertension, type 2 diabetes. Allergies, trimethoprim, nickel. Medications, metformin, 500 mg, lisinopril, 10 mg, sertraline, 100 mg, diazepam, 100 mg, olanzapine, 10 mg. Recent admissions, 01-06-2012. Acute depressive episode. Treatment provided, cognitive behavioral therapy, medication adjustment. 15-03-2015. A10 detention under Mental Health Act for admission for assessment. Approved mental health professional, Joseph Block. Reason for detention, patient admitted to Clockview Hospital under Section 136, Police Detainment. Observations. Indicators for visual and auditory hallucination, distress, paranoia, confusion, transient global amnesia, dissociative amnesia. Initial diagnosis. Acute psychosis, schizophrenia, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. Recommendations. Immediate inpatient admission for safety and further assessment due to immediate risk to self and others. Initial treatment plan to include antipsychotic medication and psychotherapy. Recent notes. Assessment delayed due to missing patient. Recent documentation. Partial transcript of counselling session 18-03-2015. Transcript as follows. K. Sand into water, water into stone, stone into wood, wood into cotton, cotton into blood, blood into gold, gold into fire, fire into steel. J. Kyla? K. Plastic trees in rings of glass, no wind for wings, no birds, no birds. J. Come back, Kyla. K. I'm sorry, I don't... J. That's all right, Kyla. Why don't we take a moment for a reset? K. Reset. Yes. J. My name is... K. My name is Kyla Barber. I am in Clockview Hospital. J. And... K. And I am safe. J. And now breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. And again. J. Better? K. Yes. Yes, sorry. J. No need to be sorry. Are you ready to continue? K. Yes. J. All right. Now, Kyla, I'd like you to try and tell me what happened at the Man Island developments. K. I can try, but I don't... It doesn't make sense. J. That's all right. It doesn't have to make sense. It's about what you experienced, what you... felt. Not about any sense we might try to make of it right now. Just start at the beginning. K. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sand. Sand silent but for the wind's caress of red dunes. Dry iron dancing beneath a thousand sunrises and sunsets. Calm. So calm. Until... a drop. A single drop that crashes down, herald to the floods that follow. Then a trickle, a torrent, earth's blood and water scattering the dancers, then locking them in an embrace of sand and stone as the land roils beneath, bucking and heaving, untamed and unseen until... one becomes two, two becomes four, and four becomes innumerable. The boiling froth of life smears itself across the waters, building upon itself in ever more impossible designs, fragments into cells, into cilia, into spores and plants and fins and wings and limbs and blood and teeth and claws and hair and hands, and finally, everywhere becomes somewhere, becomes here. This place distinct in the newly minted minds that wander through me and around me. I am here. They mark my heart with carven stone, frozen dancers now standing in six exaltations, changing me, turning me once more into somewhere new. I am home. More minds are born, grown, aged, and lost in a new and faster dance of happiness, tragedy, love, and loss. They know me and love me for sheltering, nourishing, and nurturing them until blood is spilled. Fresh water for my river, new bones for my earth, and soon I have a name. Not home, but Leopold. Now enshrined in ink and pigskin. Six become seven as those long frozen dancers are regimented into the foundation of untold footfalls. New veins of prosperity branching from my river's artery, which now ebbs and flows with trade and exploration. The quiet is gone now, replaced by shared purpose and disquiet. They try to temper river's run again and again, building new havens to shackle me, which I must wash away with wind and rain and sea, but they are industrious. Blood washes once more across my ground, let by steel and sulphur, forging me into a city. Such a grand name for such a grievous wound. More home now to stock and cargo than flesh and bone. They are so industrious. Their choking trade clogs me with the filth of their endeavour and the silt of their constant contempt, which turns to theft as they steal from my river's depths until they fill these wounds with blood once more, but now it is not their own. Instead, a ceaseless torrent of tobacco, cotton, and chain-bound misery pours in, fueled by stolen sweat and stained steel. They are so industrious, and I am angry. The river stutters as they drag fresh land from the depths and trap me inside, severed from myself and lessened from a city to an island made for man. And what men they are. Bilge bloated on the bodies of the broken, they laugh without mirth, servants of lust and despair, with regret crawling amongst the soured timber of far-off wilds. And still the children of those otherwares are dragged to me, their grief shackled within the walls of the gory carnal warehouses which reek of desolation and slow carnage, until the last ship vomits its wretched hold upon my shores. Perhaps this imperial fetish has finally been assuaged, but no, the gory houses burn too late and return too soon, and with them come the trains, metal ripped from my earth and baptized in death before it, bellowing black smoke and burrowing into my heart and filling it with stolen, rolling lightning. I am angry. Another flood of bloodshed, fed by skyfire this time, and finally there is a moment of respite from their ceaseless progress. Instead, I am a home once more, a weary home filled with hardship, but also children's laughter. I had almost forgotten how it had felt. But then their humble lots are scattered for the benefit of trams, buses, and more. Besides, I am angry. And now there rises a canker of glass, an empty luxury, a monument of displacement that would deny lands past whilst promising prosperity. But I will abide you no more. Your foundations of bone, built both of mine and those that would have called me home, splinter and slip beneath the weight of your capital arrogance. The metal veins that waste my waters for your warped and bloated ones bend and break, overflowing with the filth of your forebears. The cables that you stitch so cruelly in my flesh now snap and spill their lightning upon the stolen grandeur of your foreign marble floors. The stems of steel that shoulder your ambition foul and fail and fall, overwhelmed by the weight of your derelict intent. The dancers that you look through but never see shatter and stab such sharp shards into you as cutting retort for your blindnesses. Your reliable residences, sold but never owned, grow cold and dark, unloved, unlike the homes of those that came before your sight. The offices you loud so loudly as clean and trim and proper now stain and stink with long-kept scandal as your ledgers wilt and rot. There is no place for you here. There is no place for you here. Jay. Kyla? K. No, I am not her. I am here. Jay, Kyla, I asked what happened to you, not what happened to the place. Kay, and all who dwelt within me will feel the weight of it. Their bones will be my bones, colonized, as is my right. Jay, I don't know if this is helping. Kay, let me go home. Let me be home. Transcript ends.
Difficult case?
Hardly. Building, comma, angry. Done.
So,
how do we even start with this mess? How does someone get shredded by a computer?
I don't know. Maybe we focus on the why for now, rather than the how.
Okay, but I'm still at a loss about what happened to Sam. Maybe if we went back to the...
Bad idea. We still don't even know what it is or whether it's still a danger. How about you focus on Colin and I'll focus on Sam? I was the one with him when he left. I'll have more to go on.
Will you, though? Because you didn't exactly remember anything useful when I asked you before. Sorry, I know this isn't your fault. I'm just...
I know. I am too.
Yeah. I swear, I'm going to pick
it's
up a
okay. I've got it.
Come in.
What's up? Everything okay?
Celia, could you do me a favor and look at my PC for a moment?
I really don't think it's a good idea to be messing around with it after... Is that... a hand?
I think it's probably Colin's.
Is it?
Don't touch it!
Oh! There it goes.
Yes. It's happened a couple of times now. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't...
I'm pretty sure I saw some teeth in my keyboard yesterday. It was just for a second, and I wasn't sure, so I didn't say anything, but... Is there anything else I can do for you, or...?
No, that's fine. I'd better get back to, to it.
Listen, Gwen, I realize it must be a lot sitting in the big chair while all this is going on. But if you ever, you know, need a hand, well, let me know, yeah?
No, I don't think that will be necessary, Celia. Now, as you can see, I'm quite busy.
Sure. Just look after yourself, Gwen.
I assure you, I always do.
Okay.
God's sake, how do you even... Right. What?
Hey, leave me a message. Or don't. Whatever.
Hey, Luke. I'm guessing you're driving or picking some old granny's knickers off your head after a gig or something, so no need to call back. Just checking in on you and the tour. Sounds like it's going well. Just FYI, I had to use PayPal this time since you're abroad, so let me know if you have any issues. It's not like I'm going anywhere. Things are a bit weird here. There's actually a lot going on at work and... Actually, you know what? Do call me back, or text me, or something. I think I need to talk to a real human person, and you're the next best thing. Anyway, say hi to the lads for me. Later.
The Magnus Protocol is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell, and directed by Alexander J. Newell. This episode was written by Alexander J. Newell and edited with additional materials by Jonathan Sims, with vocal edits by Lorianne Davis, soundscaping by Tessa Vroom, and mastering by Catherine Rinella, with music by Sam Jones. It featured Billy Hindle as Alice Dyer, Anusha Battersby as Gwen Bouchard, Lorianne Davis as Celia Ripley, with additional voices from Alexander J. Newell. The Magnus Protocol is produced by April Sumner, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell, Danny McDonough, Lynn C., and Samantha F. G. Hamilton, and associate producers Jordan L. Hawke, Taylor Michaels, Nicole Perlman, Cetius the Raven, and Megan Nice. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy, and Aurora Award-winning author Premi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October 27th, 2026, and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.